Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, rising dog ownership is heaping pressure on local livestock farmers. A local man is walking more than 600 miles of England's coastline. Our week-long focus on county council cuts considers the effects of dimming or turning off streetlights. And new shops are opening on Petersfield High Street and local charities need more staff. We round up the pick of this week's job vacancies when I have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The UK government is blaming the Chinese state for a series of cyber attacks on British democratic institutions. Ministers say Beijing is behind a hack of the Electoral Commission and also accusing China of targeting the email accounts for MPs and peers. Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden says these cases are not first of their kind.
This is the latest in a clear pattern of hostile activity originating in China, including the targeting of democratic institutions and parliamentarians.
Farmers are staging a tractor protest in Westminster against substandard imports and dishonest labelling, which they warn is threatening food security. The group are calling for an end to trade deals, which they say are allowing imports of food produced to standards that would be illegal in the UK and undercutting British farmers. Visits to a cancer support charity's website have surged in the days following the news of the Princesses of Wales cancer diagnosis. Macmillan Cancer Support said traffic to its online information and support pages were the highest seen on the weekend since the first COVID-19 lockdown. New analysis suggests that the UK's expensive, cramped and ageing housing stock fares poorly compared with other advanced countries. The Resolution Foundation says households are paying more than other countries, but getting less in return. We've been speaking to Research Director Lindsay Judge. She tells us more.
We have a very old housing stock in the UK. We actually have the oldest housing stock of any European country. Around about a third of our houses were built before the Second World War. And that's, you know, stores up a whole load of pain for the future.
And holidaymakers have been told to expect a disappointing run-up to Easter, as high winds and heavy rainfall across the UK will leave some areas at risk of flooding. The Met Office has warned of unsettled conditions throughout this week. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Stephen Martin at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Rising dog ownership is putting pressure on local livestock farmers. Dog numbers are at an all-time high, and farming union NFU says the cost of livestock attacks has risen by 50%. Now the South Downs National Park wants to encourage dog owners to do the right thing. Shine Radio dog expert Kate Fairweather says it's easy to act responsibly.
It's just a question of being aware of stock, particularly in the sheep fields that we have all around the Petersfield area, in Strood, in Harting, and all over the South Downs. Be vigilant, particularly when you're walking on the open footpaths in the South Downs. Don't assume that because you can't see a sheep anywhere, that they aren't there. Keep your dog on the lead. Your dog doesn't need to be aggressive to cause chaos with pregnant ewes, so be extra considerate at this time of year.
A local man is walking more than 600 miles of England's coastline. Charles Dedman designs furniture at Gay's Burville. His love of wood has led him to raise funds for the Woodland Trust. Charles is walking the Southwest Coast Path through North Somerset, North Devon, the whole of Cornwall, South Devon and Dorset. He told Shine Radio's Susie Wilde that the statistics are alarming.
It's apparently Everest, I think it's 3 times or 4 times in elevation. So if you imagine all those beautiful holidays on the beach and you go down the cliff to the sand and up to the back to the car, it's that. It's a roller coaster of hills. Yeah, so I think it's on average over the 9 weeks, it's about 12 up to 15 miles a day, which is doable on a straight line, but there is a lot of elevation change.
And you can hear more from Charles and Susie and see the link to his fundraising appeal at shineradio.uk. Now, all this week, we're looking at public services which could be affected by county council cuts. Today, our focus is on street lighting. Hampshire proposes to extend the amount of time street lighting will be switched off during the night. This might be good for protecting our dark skies, but Linda Leggett says it's dangerous for anyone trying to get to an early shift who doesn't drive.
I used to start 3 o'clock in the morning. People that do this start about 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't affect them.
As a woman walking on their own as guests, you felt vulnerable as well at times.
Yeah, very vulnerable. Think of people, normal people, not people that have a 9-to-5 job. Lots of people work shifts and they need to feel safe, whether it's on the road or on the pavement, and dimming the lights does not work.
And the consultation on future services runs until Sunday. We've put the link at shineradio.uk. New shops are opening on Petersfield High Street. Local charities need more staff. Isaac is here now with his pick of the most interesting new vacancies open now in and around Petersfield.
Network Rail is hiring a Grade 3 signaller on a salary of £36,009 a year. As part of the application process, you'll be tested on which grade you are suitable for, and if you pass, you'll receive 12 weeks of training. And Homestart Butser is looking for a community fundraiser on a salary of £30,000 to £32,000 per year. You'll be working part-time on 20 hours per week. The role is hybrid, and the application deadline is on the 15th of April. And finally, Mandarin Stone is looking for a showroom sales consultant on a salary of £24,000 to £25,000 per year. You'll be working full-time and on a permanent contract with 4 weeks of holiday per year. Ideally, you already have 1 year's experience in sales.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, this is Maggie for Shine Radio with the weather for the Peters Fair. This morning there'll be thick cloud with a chance of light rain and drizzle. It'll be mild with a southwesterly breeze making it feel around 7 degrees with a maximum temperature of 10 degrees. If you are out and about today, be prepared for the odd rain shower. The pollen count today is low. Have a lovely day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Work continues on Station Road, that remains closed with the diversion in place. Cook's Pond Lane remains closed as well today, the diversion is in place there. And there's multi-way lights on Chapel Street today and on Midhurst Road, so delays are likely in both of those locations. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.